Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am on George Jerkins, J-E-R-K-I-N-S. George Jerkins is a 49-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 129-20. But at that time, he was working in the store of which he was the general manager. Period. He observed someone who was shoplifting and called on the phone to their security service, as is protocol. But he did not try to restrain or otherwise physically interact with the shoplifter. But however, the shoplifter did hit Mr. Jerkin over the head with an unknown object. Period. Both of them then crashed into the counter and wrestled onto the concrete. Period. He did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. He believes he injured his neck, comma, shoulder, comma, back, comma, and knee, and was seen at the emergency room. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He had improvement with physical therapy. Period. He did not undergo any surgery or advanced diagnostic studies in this matter. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, his claim petition alleges injuries to the ribs, comma, head, comma, neck, comma, chest, comma, and right wrist after being attacked by a shoplifter. Period. Medical records show he was seen on 2/3/20 by physician assistant Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y. Period. He complained of right rib cage, comma, left-sided neck, comma, and right wrist pain. Period. He was assaulted at work. Period. His head did not hit the ground, nor did he have loss of consciousness. But he was seen at the emergency room the day of this event. Period. He initially had mostly right lower rib pain, but now also complains of right wrist pain and left neck pain with no radicular symptoms. Period. X-rays of the ribs and chest were performed in the emergency room and were negative. Period. He was diagnosed with a contusion. Period. His former facial pain was resolved. Period. He had no headache, comma, concussion symptoms, comma, audio-visual complaints. Period. Upon exam, there was no acute deformity or ecchymosis about the cervical thoracic spine or ribs. Period. There was mild left trapezius and cervical paraspinal tenderness and tension, but full range of motion. Period. Negative Sperling's maneuver and intact muscle strength. Period. He was tender anteriorly at the lower third of the ribs along the anterior axillary line, but had good breath sounds. Period. There was mild tenderness of the distal right wrist, but he had full range of motion and strength. Period. He was rendered diagnoses of right rib contusion, comma, assault, comma, right wrist sprain, comma, and neck strain. Period. He was advised to hold his ibuprofen as his blood pressure was elevated that day. Period. He was placed in a splint and on a wrist splint and on Flexeril. Period. He followed up and had some physical therapy. Period. His last visit with Mr. Godfrey was on 3/26/20. Period. He had already been cleared to return to work effective 3/9/20. Period. Physical exam. Lungs and torso normal. Extremities upper. Motion of the left shoulder was limited by voluntary guarding and passive testing. Period. Abduction was 90 degrees, flexion 135 degrees, and internal rotation to 80 degrees. Period. Independent adduction, extension, and external rotation were full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation were mildly limited to T12. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Pretty was mildly tender to palpation about the left acromic clavicular joint, but there was none on the right. Hands with elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal and open surgical scars about the right knee. Consists with two surgeries done in the military. Period motion of the right knee was from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion with tenderness. Period motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative, but this was not done with prone testing. Period spine cervical. Active flexion at 45 degrees, comma, extension 50 degrees, comma, rotation right 50 degrees with tenderness and left to 70 degrees with side bending right 30 degrees and left to 25 degrees with tenderness. Pretty was mildly tender to palpation about the left distal clavicle, but there was none on the right. The rest of that section normal, thoracic normal, and lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 129-20. George Jerkins was assaulted by a shoplifter at work. Pretty, he fell to the ground, but did not experience loss of consciousness. Pretty was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were negative. Period. He followed up with Mr. Godfrey and participated in physical therapy. Period. He was followed up over the next several weeks, and by 3-9-20 was working full duty. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Jerkins was remarkable for voluntary guarding about the left shoulder, period. His ribs were non-tender to palpation, period. He had mildly decreased range of motion about the right knee, consistent with his two remote surgeries. Period, he had variable mobility about the cervical spine and Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period, he had full range of motion of the right wrist, where there was no tenderness. Period, examination of the chest, ribs, and head were also negative. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the ribs, comma, head, comma, neck, comma, chest, comma, or right wrist. In this event, Jerkins sustained soft tissue injuries that have had more than sufficient time for them to fully resolve from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. That, in fact, does appear to be the case. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce as a nurse's aide for another employer. Period.